Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for NFL picks. It is time for Guess the Takes. It is time for that time of week when, I think I went 3-0 last week. No, 2-1. 2-1. We stopped counting, right?
Yeah, sure. You went 2-1 last week, buddy.
I did.
Okay.
I had the Colts plus the points. I had the Ravens plus the points. Something else.
Well, good job.
And I had the Eagles plus the points. Felt good going into overtime.
Yeah, it felt great heading into overtime.
Didn't work out. All right. NFL picks for week number 15. Let's start. And I wished I was still on the board because that was a game I thought could go the way it did. But I will start with Tampa Bay at Baltimore. We had RJ White a few minutes ago. He had mentioned how bad Tampa Bay has been on the road. The Ravens are playing potentially for first place. They've been excellent the last 6 weeks. Lamar Jackson has given them energy, a boost. They're at home. They're always good at home, especially against NFC teams, it feels like, under John Harbaugh. Ravens are going to blow the Bucs out. -7.5. Ravens win this game going away. Game number two. We're going to go to Seattle at San Francisco. Now, Seattle could definitely have one of those weeks where they don't really need this game. They're going to make the playoffs most likely. They're going to be the 5 seed most likely. But they have the Chiefs next Sunday night. They have the Chiefs coming off a loss. I think Seattle doesn't waste any time. They wrap up their postseason berth. And I can't believe this line is so low. It is Seattle only at -3.5. It gets a really bad 49ers team. I don't think they win by 3 touchdowns, but they're going to win this game by a touchdown. Seattle has the better quarterback, better defense, better almost everything in this game. They win this game without much doubt. Seattle -3.5. And game number three, I just have a feeling that Nick Foles is going to play well on Sunday night. I don't think the Eagles have enough to win in the end, but I will take the 13 points, and I could see us sitting there Sunday night, 8:35, and Michaels and Collinsworth are saying, is Nick Foles going to do it again as he takes him down on the opening drive? The scripted plays. Carson Wentz right down the field, touchdown to Dallas Goedert, and the Eagles are up 7-0. Eagles plus 13. Man, that's how you know this season has gone to hell. Eagles plus 13 in week 15. So I go the Ravens -7.5, Seattle -3.5, Eagles plus 13.
I thought it was a 4:25 game, to be honest with you. I didn't know it was a Sunday night game.
You don't revolve your Sundays around listening to the Eagles pregame show?
No, I don't.
Well, you should.
Nah, I mean, I listen for Glenn. That's about it.
Not listening to Ross Tucker or me?
No.
All right, well, listen.
Just kidding. I also like the Eagles plus 13. I don't know why. Just 13 seems too big. The Rams aren't playing that well. They'll get pressure on Jared Goff. I trust them plus 13. They're not 13 points worse than the Los Angeles Rams. I will take the Pats -2.5 against the Steelers because, like RJ White said, the Pats own that Steelers team. They run the same defense against them for the last decade. And every single year, it doesn't work. Also, Steelers have not been playing that well recently. I'll take the Pats on the road. Don't care. And finally, I'm taking the Giants at home against the Titans. It's only +1. Public will be all over the Titans. And we'll be talking Sunday afternoon about how do the Giants beat the Titans. That's what I got.
Those are Jack's picks for week number 15. All right, let's guess the takes here. I've got a big one to start us off. Number one, here come the birds. Here comes Nick Foles. Look, whatever happens Sunday, there's still a lot for the Eagles to have to break their way, number one. And then two, they'd have to win 2 more games. I don't think they're going to win on Sunday. But if they do, the number one take here on Monday will be about Nick Foles.
I'm out.
It will be Nick Foles all day long on this radio station Monday. And really what it is going to be a look at the Eagles with Nick Foles compared to Carson Wentz. I will not be surprised if the offense on Sunday runs better because Nick is healthier, and I just think this offense will work on Sunday, and it'll cause a whole bunch of takes. Number two, I think there's going to be panic early next week. The Phillies aren't getting Harper or Machado. We've already had worry I think we move to full-blown panic next week, and they'll sign Andrew Miller, and no one will care because he's not Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. And then take number three for this coming week is that the Pittsburgh Steelers might move on from Mike Tomlin. That's going to be a take out there as they free fall out of the playoffs, not just out of the division title, but totally out of the playoffs. So Tomlin, Foles, no Machado, Harper. Those are the takes we'll hear next week.
All right, my first one is Nick Foles was a fluke. He went on one fluky run last year. He turned back into the pumpkin.
That's your take, right?
We all know that's what the take is going to be.
From you.
From me. Second one is, Phils are prepared to go into next season with the same exact starters as last year. They're building up the bullpen. They're investing a lot in the bullpen, it seems like.
Shorten the games.
Have Nola get you 7 one day a week. Every other day is heavy, heavy bullpen games.
Third inning, Gase pinch hitting?
I hope not.
Away we go.
Stop. And finally, Aaron Rodgers tanked the season to get McCarthy fired in the first year of his new contract. Aaron Rodgers was always too good for how he was playing this season. He did it to get Mike McCarthy fired.
So they're going to blow out. Who are they playing this weekend?
Well, they play the Bears. So they won't be a blowout, but they'll beat the Bears.
Ooh, beat the Bears. That
they're
would
like,
be.
They're like 5.5-point dogs.
It is weird. They should be like 9-point dogs considering their record. All right, so there's the picks and guess the takes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.